Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Did you know that most traditional creams or serums are made up of 70% water, with 15% going to emulsifiers and preservatives? That's what makes up the goo of the cream, which leaves only 15% for the active ingredients that truly benefit your skin. But what if there was a better way? Enter Fiber Skincare, a groundbreaking technology set to redefine skincare. Fiber Skincare harnesses nanofibers, tiny natural fibers 500 times smaller than a human hair. Their scientists have been working on this technology for the past 15 years and just a year ago achieved a remarkable breakthrough, encapsulating active ingredients directly on these natural nanofibers. The result? A formulation free of water, emulsifiers, or preservatives, meaning the active ingredients are not just pure, but are five times the concentration of most creams or serums. Their first formulation is anti-wrinkle, and it's not just effective, it's fast. Upon application, your skin feels tighter in a mere 10 seconds. That's right, you can feel the difference almost instantly. But that's just the start. Over the next 7 days, these concentrated actives unfold their full potential, clinically proven to improve wrinkles by 19.4%. 19.4%. I said it again. It's worth checking out the Instagram Fiber Skin, F-I-B-E-R Skincare, to learn more about the technology and how it works. You might have seen some viral videos of the mask's disappearing effect. It's easier to apply than by wetting your face, applying the patch, and removing it. The nanofiber, which contains the active ingredients, disappears into your skin quickly. Experience the transformation for yourself with their 2-day trial pack, a precursor to the 7-day program that promises not just results, but a revolution in your skincare routine. And with their tighter skin guarantee, your satisfaction is not just expected, it's assured. If you try the 7-day program and your skin doesn't feel tighter, you'll receive a full refund, no questions asked. They have clinically tested the program to be most effective if you use it 1 week on, 3 weeks off. But we understand that everyone's skincare routine is different. That's why if you sign up for their monthly program, they will send you the monthly pack to remind you. You can pause or cancel at any time, giving you control over your skincare journey. If you want to try this revolution in skincare, go to fiberskincare.com and use code BACK for 15% off. Again, that's fiberskincare.com, code BACK for 15% off.
Baby, let's just dance, dance. Let's just dance, baby. I just wanna dance, 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 dance.
Can you feel it? Can you take it? Can you come and breathe it? All of this electricity. Do it right now, right, right, right now. Turn the volume up loud. Give me your electricity.
Hello, bitches. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas from bitch number one.
And bitch number two.
Kelly, were you on the naughty list or the good girl list?
Oh my God, I'm always on the naughty list.
Yeah, I know. Same.
Yeah, we're partners.
I know. No, I've not. I don't think I've ever made it to the nice list in my life.
Me either. Oh, well. It's no fun on the nice list.
I was just going to say the naughty list is way more fun.
It is.
It is. It is. Well, we're so glad that we got to join you on this Christmas morning. Kelly, are you drinking anything on Christmas morning?
Champagne.
Well, I'm going to have a mimosa. So we wanted you guys to have a little Christmas treat, which is us. We stuffed your stockings.
Oh, gosh.
Insert every Christmas pun you can think of because we are from Dance Moms, you know. We love a pun. All right. Well, we're going to get into the second half of the episode, Watch Your Back, Mac, which is season 3, episode 14. And then we are taking New Year's Day off, so we will be back in the new year. So we will see you guys in 2024, which is
weird. Isn't that crazy?
Yes.
Oh, my gosh. It seems like yesterday it was New Year's for 2023. I still haven't done my resolution yet.
Kelly, your resolution should be to drink less.
Oh, I still haven't done that yet.
Yeah. Are you doing
dry? I'll try it again this year.
All right. Well, we'll talk about dry January in the first episode when we come back because I need to know if you're participating in dry January.
I doubt it.
No, I'm not either. But we can pretend we are for right now.
Okay. Sounds good.
That's great. All right. Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas to one and all.
Merry Christmas.
All right, you guys, enjoy the rest of the episode and we'll see you in 2024.
Yay.
So Asia starts doing her dance, Rock That. Abby's dancing with her. And she's like, Asia's doing a solo to the music, Rock That. And honey, she can rock it out. But can she straighten her legs and point her feet? We'll have to see. I love when Abby dances.
I don't.
No, I'm kidding. I was being.
I know. I know. I know.
Okay. And then I said, I go upstairs. I go, she looks kind of naughty. Because Asia was a very different type of
dancer.
It was very, like, sassy, you know, muddy. Like,
she was cute.
Yeah, it was very cute. It was just different.
Very, especially, like, from, like, Mackenzie, because she used to do, like, musical theater acro.
Right.
And she was, like, fierce, like, hit, you know? Like, so they were totally different kind of dancers.
Yeah. Asia, it's like dynamite exploding on stage, but I want her to scale it back a bit. She wants her to be a cute, fluffy little puppy dog.
Okay.
But maybe don't give her choreography that's like hard hitting and sassy.
Yeah.
Like have her wiggle or something.
I don't think Christy would have went for that though.
Oh no, absolutely not. They should have done it because maybe Christy would have argued with Abby.
Yeah.
You know?
I don't know. I don't think she was there to argue with her.
No, but maybe, I don't know, behind the scenes. I don't know. And then Abby's like, you have one more day to work on this. That's it. You have to learn your solos in one day. That's what we do here. And again, they show me saying like, she looks kind of naughty. And I said, it was the exact same clip of me saying it twice. Cause I guess they wanted to make it seem like I'm being a bitch.
Yeah.
And Jill's like, is this her preferred style? And that's when Christy says, she's more of a fierce dancer. She's never been cutesy. And that's when you go, she's a cute little girl. She really is. And then Abby gestures for Christy to come down and she goes to speak with her. And in her interview, Abby's like, the first day in a new dance studio can be difficult for anyone. I want to find out from Christy how the other moms are treating her. If they so much as look at Christy wrong, watch out.
But you would have think she would have said, oh, well, Kelly said Ava's a really cute girl. I'm the only one that said something nice. And she says, I'm a bitch with you. I don't get it. Last time I'm saying something nice.
I didn't even say anything bitchy. I'm trying to look because you said I'm a bitch with you. I didn't say anything bitchy.
No, neither of us did. But I at least specifically said something nice. But yeah. I got no credit for that.
Well, upstairs I go, first of all, I don't like anybody coming in here with my name. And then you looked at me and you go, you talk about Melissa having boobs. She has cantaloupes. And then you go, she was not born with those. I'll clue y'all in. Thanks, Kel. Thanks.
Just in case you didn't know.
You know, you mean boobs on a teeny tiny body that are as big as our heads aren't real?
No.
Her boobs were enormous.
They were. But how about Melissa tells us, well, mine are real.
Oh, God. Melissa always loved to tell us hers are real. And she always said, I'll show you. No scars. You've seen them all. She used to always be like, I'll show you, no scars, no scars. But Melissa has great boobs.
Uh-huh. Like, yeah.
And after all these years, I'm finally willing to accept that they're real. So there you go.
Well, that's because you got some now. So you're not jealous because now you got boobs.
No, I really think Melissa's are real though.
I do too.
Yeah. So now in the den, this is when they talk shit on us. Abby starts asking Christy what her impression of the moms is. She says that we complain a lot. And then Abby's like, Tweedledee and Tweedledum. And then there's a shot of us, of course. Or, you know, they're miserable. Yeah, we're miserable because you torture our kids. And then she said, well, you're really open to questions. But she noticed that we asked the most questions. Right. Because we're doing our job. But, you know.
Yeah.
And then she
actually thought Jill was the worst.
Of course. But Abby says that I think that I'm being replaced because I know how bad Abby wants me gone. I didn't really think I was being replaced, I would tell you.
I never thought I was being replaced either. We couldn't be.
Right.
We had a contract.
Right. But then Abby says, if you have any issues with the moms, you come to me. So now it is the day of competition. We're in the parking lot. We're thanking bus driver Jim for helping with our bags.
How about me? Mm-hmm. I'm like, oh, it's so cold. We need to move to Florida or something. I hate this weather. And here I am. I live in Florida now.
You manifested that.
I did.
Mm-hmm. Mm, oh my God. I love this moment. Because Jill walks on the bus and Christy's in her spot. And Jill's like, you're in my seat. And then Christy.
Like we're two.
Yeah, Christy goes, good, because I didn't like the seat anyways. Like, you couldn't just be like, oh, sorry, I'm in your seat.
Yeah.
She moves, but then Jill points,
Melissa's seat.
That's Melissa's seat. And then Jill gives us, and this is absolutely hysterical, on the heels of the Rosa Parks episode last week, or 2 weeks ago, whatever. She goes, it's important for me to maintain my status.
I know.
And Jill, we leave and she's like, why isn't Abby on the bus? And I'm like,
thank God she's not on the bus. Yeah.
Shut up. Because if you say her name out loud too many times, she's going to appear like Beetlejuice.
Stop talking. Yeah.
God, Jill, don't say it out loud.
I was always celebrating when she wasn't there.
I know. Jill and Melissa are always like, where's Abby? I'm like, shut up.
Well, they probably had a gift for her.
True. But then we find out why Abby's not on the bus. Because she's at the taxidermy shop and she walks in and we see the scariest taxidermied animals. And she tells us that she's taking a side trip while we head to competition. And she's been thinking about what to do with Broadway Baby. So she's meeting a man to find out exactly what her options are. Well, I'm going to tell you, if you go to a taxidermy shop, he's probably going to tell you your options are to stuff her.
Yeah, I don't think there are many other options there. Mm-mm.
He's not going to be like, well, just throw her in the pit in the back. He's going to be like, look, make her beautiful. And then he probably was like, oh, this dog is so gorgeous. How do we not preserve her? I'd like to point out that when Abby showed us all the pictures of Broadway Baby that she shows him, she took
her face was white.
Yeah, but she took
to the picture for people. Yeah, I used to take my kids there.
Me too. I have some of the same props of Chloe as a baby, like that Broadway Baby's portraits were taken in.
Yep.
Isn't that funny?
Yep.
All right. So, Abby tells Bill, the taxidermist, that preserving Broadway Baby is the best option because she's so pretty. You know, Bill tells Abby that he's going to do what he can to help keep Abby's memories of Broadway Baby fresh and give Abby a sense of comfort. And Abby says, this is a monumental decision for me. And I still don't know if it's the right one or not, but at least Broadway Baby will be with me
forever.
My baby's not with you anymore.
Yeah. She put her with her mom.
Uh-huh.
Wonder why she went through all that stuffing her and then put her with her mom. She should have just got the ashes. Put the ashes with her mom.
Well, she put her.
Didn't you say Holly said that they couldn't close the casket?
Yeah. Because Abby put her dad's ashes in with her mom and then the dog. And because the dog's a hard form that when they tried to close the casket lid, it wouldn't close. So she said that Abby was like trying to slam it shut like a trunk, like a car trunk.
Or like your suitcase when you overstuff it.
Oh my God, she couldn't close the casket because it was overstuffed. Oh my God, I'm overstuffed. All right, so we get to the competition. Melissa's nervous because Abby hasn't arrived yet. I'm not nervous. Jill's wearing fur. Drink.
Ugly fur.
Oh my God. This is one of the worst pieces of Jill fur.
Yeah. like bad looking.
Mm-hmm.
I like what you say coming up though.
I love Brooke though.
Yeah.
Talking about Abby, she hopes Abby's not going to be too sad after visiting the taxidermist. And Brooke goes, but what's she going to do with it? And I go, hug it. And then Holly goes, Nia wants to know if Abby will bring it here. And you go, I hope not.
Oh, yeah.
And then Jill goes, baby was like her child, so it's just the shell. And then she goes, there wasn't much fur left anyway.
Here's my favorite.
What was left you're wearing.
Yeah.
And there wasn't a lot. It was like little tufts.
Yeah, yeah. It was definitely. Then the skin looked like it was going to explode, remember?
Who, Broadway Baby?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, she ate Wendy's every morning. What do you want?
Yeah. That and
Nutrisystem.
Nutrisystem. Yeah.
I clearly am super concerned why Mackenzie isn't with us. I hate when it's me asking. And I know, and everybody who listens knows at this point, it's like I'm being told that. Did you see I just did my hand?
Yeah.
You know, everybody knows that I'm asking because that's my job. But I just want to reiterate, like, Mackenzie not being there has nothing to do with me, but I'm super invested in it. I'm like, why?
Yeah.
Not joining us this week. And then I said, something tells me that Melissa is going to do everything she can to keep Mackenzie away from Asia. And then Christy asked why Kenzie's out. And that's when Melissa says that Mackenzie has an extra bone in her foot.
That, but this is the first time I've heard this, I think.
Yeah. And then I'm like, doesn't it make you nervous at all that like last week, Abby didn't really want Kenzie to do the group. And then this week, Abby brings someone in that's Mackenzie's age, gives her a solo and leaves Mackenzie at home.
Look at you playing detective.
I know. Well, Melissa starts blinking furiously and she goes, no, not at all. And Christy's like,
I think Melissa knows Mackenzie will never be replaced.
No, I know. But I think she is a little bit more nervous.
Oh, she's definitely nervous. She's nervous that Asia's going to beat Mackenzie, not 100%. That she's going to be replaced.
Right. So then Christy's like, is this an ongoing injury? And Melissa's like, well, I'm not sure. It only happened 4 months ago. We are still talking about it. Oh, no, that's not what you said, but that's what I'm thinking. And then I said, I don't know, Melissa. I just know that when Sophia was here, if Abby would have told you to leave Maddie at home, you would have had a fit. And she says, that would have been a different thing. And I said, but why is it different? I just know you, and I know that you would have never left Maddie stay at home. And Melissa is just stumbling. And she's like, no, I'm fine with it. And then Jill asks, if I think that Mackenzie's going to take, or Asia's going to take Mackenzie's place. And I'm like, well, I don't know. You never know with Abby. And then
Melissa, taking her place.
No. And Melissa says, these moms are always trying to get me worked up. Mackenzie is not going to be replaced by Asia. They need to worry about their kids and not mine.
Well, there's nothing going on with our kids this week, so, so we have to worry about yours. My kid flew under the radar.
It didn't detect or didn't pull her eye in a negative way.
Yeah, so I got to worry about your kid.
Yeah, it's all my attention's on you. So Abby gets, she's arriving at the competition and she obviously picked up a little treat from the taxidermist because she's wearing some unfortunate looking fur. And she says in her interview that she's had a difficult week. It's very emotional and unsettling. So she walks into the room. Everybody makes a to-do. Abby's here, blah, blah, blah. She looks at Asia's costume. She starts running her solo. I do want to point out that Asia's costume was Maddie's.
Yeah.
One of her old solo costumes.
It was a cute costume.
Oh, that costume was adorable. It was called the Big Bow Wow.
Yeah.
And before they go to stage, Christy gives Asia a pep talk, encourages her to take advantage of the fact that Mackenzie is injured. Stay focused on the opportunity to stay. Listen, this little girl is hurt. This is your chance. So in the hallway, the candy apples are stretching. We approach. Abby smiles, hugs John. And in her interview, Abby says, John is a brilliant, brilliant choreographer. He's a great guy, one of my dearest friends. And you know what, Kathy? You could try to hire every friend I have, but if one comes down to training kids, you suck.
She is guilty of bringing students in that she doesn't teach.
Yeah, Abby's about to do that too.
But Abby does the same thing. Yeah.
Yeah.
So.
Well, hello. She's doing it right now with Asia. But
I think the only reason that Abby was allowed to bring Asia in is because Abby made such a stink about Kathy bringing in people every week
of course.
She didn't teach.
Of course. And she wanted, It will never, I will never, ever, ever understand why Abby wanted to feature other kids.
Others instead of her
own. Not students. Because to me, I'd have been like, these kids are amazing. They're a product. They've been at my studio since they were two. Not they suck. Mm-hmm. It doesn't compute in my
brain. Because she wanted the best of the best. And not all of her students were the best of the best.
Yeah, but
other teachers out there.
You don't get to take credit for the best of the best if you didn't teach it. I think one of the
I think that was her point. Kathy was taking credit for these kids and they're beating her and they aren't her students or whatever.
Right. You know? But I also think too that Abby should, I think she should have taken a huge, huge, huge like bow. The fact that every one of the kids on the show were fantastic dancers because she made them be.
Yeah, but I agree.
If the kids hadn't danced anywhere else, I don't think that they would have been as amazing as they were, because it wasn't like these seven kids were the best of the best from around the country that she hand-selected. They were kids who went because they lived in the neighborhood.
Yeah.
You know? So to me, the amount of talent they had, truly, if she would have properly framed it, it could have been like, yes, they're talented, but I'm talented because I give them the
I taught them.
It just, it doesn't make sense to me. Anyway. So Kathy says, Abby sees John and she's all happy go and lovey dovey, but I can see it's a big facade. She doesn't know. Wait, she doesn't want to show that it's bothering her, but I know I'm in her head. Mm-hmm-hmm. So now we're in the theater. Brooks, you can see Brooke in her solo costume backstage ready to go on.
Yeah.
But in her interview, Christy says, it's a very important this week for Asia to do well in her solo. She just needs to bring it. Then she says, very controversial, even though she's younger than Mackenzie, I think she's more entertaining, which is pretty ballsy to say. That's pretty ballsy. But I mean, whatever, you're entitled.
I think they're both very good. They're just both very different.
Right. Right.
You know, I mean, I think it depends on what kind of dance you like, you know?
Yeah, exactly. So Asia does rock that. And I mean, I thought the dance was very, very good. It's just a very West Coast style.
Yeah. Yeah.
Very West Coast. So it's different for us to see.
But she's from the West Coast. So.
No, absolutely. And that's where like when we're watching it and you like see, it's like a night and day. And Sophia was like that too. It's different. Mm-hmm. Like our girls are different than that.
And we say that all the time. Like when we took Party to.
Oh my God.
Phoenix. Yeah. And then we took
electricity
to Lancaster.
Yeah.
It's just different types of dancing at different areas of the world.
Right. Right. So back in the dressing room, we asked Christy what she thought of Asia's performance. And Christy's like, well, I saw a sickled foot. And she's like, I hope Abby calls Asia out on it. So I actually think it's pretty smart of Christy. She obviously knows the gig, you know?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. And so she's diffusing any like, oh, I'm a different mom. I hope Abby calls her out on that. Not like I hope Abby takes it easy. She's like, no, I want tough love. Knowing Abby's not going to be brutal to her ever.
Abby isn't even teaching her.
Right.
Abby never taught her a dance step.
No.
Gianna taught her solos and Abby might've been sitting in there for the cameras at certain points or whatever, but she never really took a class.
No.
A dance class with Abby.
No. And Jill goes, here's the thing. You can guarantee that Abby saw it. And then I said, you're really still in the honeymoon period. Give it some time. You haven't seen tough love from Abby yet. This is still sweet and kind. And then she's like, you can complain all you want, but Abby is not going to change her behavior. Obviously, you know, Abby's not going to change. And Jill says, we're not expecting her to change. And she said, well, I hear all the complaining. And I said, but we haven't complained once in front of you about Abby. And I said that because I don't think we really had.
No.
She's talking about the complaining that she had watched on television.
Yeah. Or she's heard from Abby or the producers. Right.
Yep. And so she says, you got to understand, if you're going to be around someone like that, you have to expect it. If you can't expect it, you need to leave. That was such a fucking annoying thing that these people would always come in and say to us, then leave. Why am I leaving?
Yeah.
Like, you just got here. Why do I need to leave? You don't need to leave. And then I said, you know what? Now that we know that you don't want us to be honest and express our feelings, we'll make sure we don't do that in front of you. And she goes, Christy is the most outspoken mother here. If I'm going to be civil, I'm going to be civilized this first week. But if she comes at me, I'm going to bite. why am I coming at you? I have no, and I do go on to fight with Christy, but
yeah,
I don't have a dog in that race or whatever the saying is. I don't have a horse in that race. Is that it?
Yeah.
Or dog in the fight. I kind of mix them up. I don't.
I know what you mean.
Yeah. So,
but you have to do it because Melissa won't.
Yeah.
Somebody has to fight with her. We brought on a new cast member and not to just sit there. So she's willing to fight and argue. And the purpose was to get Melissa to interact, and she's not doing it still.
Right. So they walk in. Abby tells Asia, she walks in, she goes, drop and give me 20. And she goes, you do the step. Cute's over. It's about the technique. It's about the feet. I cringed when you rolled up to the chin stand with those feet completely sickled. And then I go, how's that tough love feel now? Like an idiot. So then we're back in the dressing room and Chloe, Kendall, and Maddie come out in their trio costumes. And Abby's like, whoop. And then she's like, you better do well on your turns because our performance will dictate how the group will do. And she tells us losing is not an option. When it comes to Kathy, they have to win. So then Abby runs the trio in the dressing room. Before they head to the stage, she gives some final directions. And they are, I'm telling you, do not even look at them backstage.
Remember she used that because wasn't Maddie and Gino like tweeting and stuff back and forth? And Abby like had a fit.
Yeah.
Like, do not tweet or text any of them.
Yeah.
She was like crazy about that.
Well, doesn't Gino come on and dance with Maddie next week?
Yeah. And I think they did kiss or something. There was like a big thing about.
Yeah. Well, it's on camera, right?
Oh, it is? I don't know. I just remember them kissing or something.
I say, because Abby then kissed Maddie. And I said, oh, Maddie and Abby both had their first kiss on the same day.
Yeah.
So in the Candy Apple dressing room, Kathy and John are running Gino and Sam's duet. And Kathy's like, she's confident that the duet's going to do well. The kids have good chemistry. Yes. And they're doing a dance that they've competed for the last 2 years.
2 years. Yeah.
And they do the dance Latin Fire. And I wasn't as impressed with this dance as I think I could have been.
No.
No. Because they weren't together. There was some really off timing. And I think the reason why is because I'm certain that this was an old duet. And I would bet you if they did it to the original music, it would have been perfect. But because
I think there was a spot in it where he almost drop her or something. And that kind of screwed them all up, I think.
Oh, that could be too. Yeah.
Yeah. But I think the dance could have been amazing. Like, I loved the costuming. I thought it was like striking on stage.
And it's different. You don't often see ballroom.
Exactly. And Abby was like, oh, the tango or whatever. Is that what it was? The tango?
Yeah. I don't even think it was a tango, to be honest.
I don't know what it was, but she's like ballroom dancing at a competition. I don't know. I think if Abby would have came up with doing that, she would have thought it was great because it was something different.
Yep.
You know, you want something different.
Yep. I couldn't agree more. And then the trio comes out and they do their dance, We Believe. And I thought this dance was good.
Yeah. Yeah, I did too.
I thought it was good. Yeah. I thought they were together. I mean, was it like, oh my God, this amazing moving dance? No, but I thought it was like everything she wanted to be high energy. I thought there was a lot of stamina. I think they didn't run out of steam at the end. I think they had great faces. I love when they were rehearsing and she yelled at Chloe in the dressing room, enough with the faces, you're 11 years old. But if she doesn't do faces,
she gets yelled at for not making faces. But she says that's why Maddie's so good, because she does do the facial things.
Yeah. And she did a whole thing with Kendall 2 weeks ago
to practice them. Yeah. Yeah.
Well, again, she exited my womb, so she's awful.
But hey, she was front and center.
Yes. Yes, she was front and center, I think, because she was the tall blonde.
I think so, yeah, because I never realized Kendall and Maddie were almost the same in height, seemed like.
Yeah. Yeah.
I never realized that, but you can really tell during that dance because they were like lower than Chloe. Yeah.
So back in the dressing room, we congratulate the trio and Abby comes in and she goes, I always tell you a trio is the most difficult thing to do. It's not a duet. You can't feed off of each other. It's not a solo. You can't just wing it out there on your own. A trio is very difficult spacing wise. And I thought that was the one thing that was excellent. That's the only thing. I thought their turns were phenomenal, but what do I know? So now they're getting ready for the group dance. And
so I want to say about the trio. What? Paige, Maddie, and Chloe always did a trio and they were always here, but Paige can't, that's the hardest thing to do, but yet Paige can't dance like that.
Oh no, I know.
But they're the only ones that ever had trios.
Right. Oh, I know. Kelly, why are you trying to be rational?
Because I hate when she says shit like that.
I know,
but it irritates me.
Yes, but I don't understand like your how why. Okay.
I know.
So they're running the group, and in her interview, Abby goes, I'm a little concerned with this routine. The girls just don't look tight. So they're getting ready to go to stage. Well, right before we go to stage, though, we do go back and forth. Ugh, and Abby goes, there might be a Candyland, but there's no Kathy Land. She's a pimple that needs popped. That's
disgusting.
That's a girl.
Must we talk about that?
I called Kathy a cold sore, which is much more classy than a pimple that needs popped.
That's classy.
Classier.
You are classy.
Something. So in the Candy Apples dressing room, they are running their group dance, and I'm dead the entire time they're holding the Will Dance for Food sign. Like,
I know.
We that love social so commentary funny. On Dance Moms, don't we?
This dance was amazing, though.
Oh, my God. Yeah. She goes, we're going to go out there, and we're going to win, or we're going to die trying. And I'll tell you what, that dance was phenomenal. That dance deserved every accolade that it got.
Yeah, I liked it. How about John in the audience? He was just smiles from ear to ear, man.
I need to know what kind of tooth whitening he used.
I know, his teeth like glue in the dark.
It's an aggressive, it's a smile. Big smile.
And it was just pasted on there the whole time.
Somebody needs to get that man a crust ad.
Uh-huh.
I mean, serious, it was a big old smile.
Yep.
And Kathy says, I need to break out the broom. Oh, she loves a broom reference.
I'm telling you.
Because a clean sweep is coming our way. And I say Kathy's group dances was exquisite. And I said, I think for once, Kathy's really giving Abby a run for her money.
With other people's students.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And in her interview, Abby goes, the chorus just performed. And I have to say the choreography was brilliant. Again, notice not saying candy apples. And she goes, my girls better go out there and give it the old college try. They need to represent the ALDC. They need to win. And then they came out and did the most boring dance known to man.
Mm-hmm. Small details are big surfaces. Tight corners are odd shapes. Flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Nothing gives me negative confidence like wearing the perfect outfit. You know, when you walk into a place and you just feel confident because you have, like, you know you look good.
Yeah, yeah. You used to say that all the time about costumes. You're like, oh, it's like wearing the best outfit.
Yeah.
I agree, but a very close second would be Lumi whole body deodorant, because unlike certain other deodorants, Lumi is powered by mandelic acid to deliver outrageous 72-hour odor control everywhere from your pits to your feet, and yes, Kelly, even your privates. Because in fact, it was patients' concerns about private part odor that originally inspired the OBGYN who invented Lumi. Flash forward 6 years, and her game-changing whole body deo has now earned over 300,000 five-star reviews from people like me who love feeling confident from head to toe. So we have a special offer. New customers get $5 off Lumi Starter Pack with code BAR at LumiDeodorant.com. Now, I can tell you, when I was in New Orleans renovating my house, it is hot in New Orleans. And I love Lumi because it helped to keep all of my parts smelling fabulous, if not inoffensive.
I think my favorite is the body wash.
Yeah, it's great. It's
so humid here. Like, I just feel like that my whole body is covered.
I would agree with that. So whole body deodorant. Lumi is seriously safe to use anywhere on your body. You can use it on your pits, your under boobs, your thigh folds, your belly buttons, your butt crack, your personal vaginal areas, we'll say, and your feet.
It's created by an OBGYN who saw firsthand how normal BO was being misdiagnosed and mistreated.
It's clinically proven to block odor all day and control odor for up to 72 hours. Because unlike certain traditional deodorants that try to mask with fragrance, Lumi is formulated and powered by mandelic acid to stop odor before it starts, more like a pre-odorant.
It's baking soda free and paraben free.
It's pH balanced for safe use below the belt.
Choose from a variety of fresh, bright scents like clean tangerine, lavender sage, and toasted coconut.
So Lumi Starter Pack is perfect for new customers. It comes with a solid stick deodorant, cream tube deodorant, two free products of your choice, like a mini body wash, like you said, and deodorant wipes, and free shipping.
As a special offer to our listeners, new customers get $5 off a Lumi starter kit with code BARRE, that's BAR, at LumiDeodorant.com. That's equivalent to over 40% off your starter pack when you visit LumiDeodorant.com and use the code BAR, BARRE.
You guys are going to love it.
And the other thing I hated about this dance, I mean, it was fine. It was pretty. I hate when they do one solo and everybody else rolling around on the
floor. Yeah.
I think they're so much more impressive when they dance together.
Together. Yeah.
Yep.
So I agree.
Super boring. And the funniest thing is there is nothing even remotely controversial about this dance.
I don't understand where the whole reincarnation theme came from.
But even more so.
Like, does the music or something talk about it?
No.
I didn't hear it.
But even more so, there was nothing about this dance that Mackenzie and Asia couldn't have done.
Couldn't have been in. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, I didn't see anything with reincarnation that made it inappropriate for them at all.
No. And then Abby also says in her interview, she thought the girls were fresh, pretty, clean, and wholesome. Okay. What's the controversy?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Like, that would be all of them things she just said would be perfect for Asia and Mackenzie.
Exactly. Yeah. So anyway, so now we're in awards. Asia gets first place for her solo in Petite, and they put a little crown on her because she was actually crowned
for title
energy. And then Abby says in her interview, they put this teeny tiny little tiara on the puppy dog's head and it looked like best in show. And I wanted to punch her. And then I say Asia comes in and wins with her very first solo with the ALDC. And we know Melissa's not happy. And then I go, Mackenzie better start winning first place trophies left and right, or it's goodbye Mackenzie and hello Asia. That's not true.
Yeah. Never happened.
No. Now we're on to the duets and trios, and we believe gets second place, and Latin Fire from Candy Apples gets first place. In your opinion, do you think that was the appropriate, like, Do you think
I don't know?
Should have won. Because
I don't know.
I'm going to tell you, in the group dance, no way should We Believe.
Oh, yeah. No. Them.
But I just wondered, because I thought We Believe was good. And the fact that they were a little off, I thought we could have beat them.
Well, I know, like, they say they don't have any pull on what happens. But the whole episode, it was Kathy having her broom and doing her clean sweep.
Yeah.
It was almost like she knew that she was taking everything.
Yeah, true.
I don't know. Why else would you say 100 times about having a clean sweep?
Well, she also did her interview after.
Yeah, but even in the dressing room and stuff, she's talking. Oh, that's true. Behind stage, she's talking about it 100 times.
And Abby goes, of course, the clean, wholesome, wonderful trio comes in second to the duet. She goes, then I have the duet dad in front of me, giving a standing ovation, screaming and yelling. She goes, I'm surprised they didn't get thrown out. I don't think it's that big of a deal.
I didn't even see him screaming. I saw him stand and clap, but I didn't see him screaming.
No. Yeah. No. So up next is the Junior Small Group Awards, and we get second place, and Candy Apples Machine Lines gets a perfect score. And they do a lot of lead up to this. They're like, only perfect score of the day, you know, which again, I think it was appropriate to give it that much attention.
But now, whenever they're leading up to the whole perfect score and all of that, if you're watching Abby, Abby 100% thinks it's us.
Really?
Oh my God, you have to watch it. She 100%, she's clapping and happy when they're saying like it's a perfect score. And she got like a smirk on her face and whatever. And whenever they announce that it's Kathy's team, she has like tears in her eyes. I'm telling you.
Oh, I gotta watch.
And then she gets into this fight at the end.
Oh, yeah.
I'm telling you that, and I said this on the last podcast with the other girls that you didn't record, but I think Abby did not think that this was going to be the outcome.
Okay, wait.
Because of her expressions and her reaction.
That's, hold on. I'm putting it on. I'm going to just go to, I'm watching it. I'm putting it
on. You have to watch it. Yeah. Because she 100% thought it was us winning.
That is why it's buffering. So let me let it buffer. And then I'm going to get to that. I have to see what you're saying, because that's what makes this show fun. This podcast, I mean, is because like, we know.
Yeah.
Abby and how she, you know.
I could tell just by their expressions, like, especially her and Melissa, they're like a giveaway on expressions.
Yeah. Oh my God. That's so funny. You know who just popped up in an ad?
Yeah.
Brooke's friend, Tila.
Oh, really?
Yeah. She just popped up in an ad on here. Hold on. Come on. Yeah. I've got to see. Yeah. I do wonder, you know, sometimes, well, we'll see. We'll see what I can figure out. But Melissa in her interview says, our girls had no chance of beating the boys. Their choreography was amazing, over the top. It so was. And anything that's like a piece like that, that's like, you know, a social commentary piece. Oh, here, I'm right there. Hold on. I'm watching Abby. Look like the best.
You got to put it up on your screen. I guess that's for Patreon people.
Yeah, I can. I mean, I'll put it on the screen.
But the regular people can't see it.
Well, so I'm just going to play that little bitty clip. Okay. So I will share it and we'll just comment on it the whole time. Can I share the screen? Where is my share screen? Participants can now see your screen. Oh, God, everybody's looking at all my crap on my desktop.
Oh, my God, nobody cares.
All right. Well, what if I have a naked picture up there?
Oh, you shouldn't have a naked picture up there.
I don't have a naked picture. I was being facetious. If I've never taken a naked picture in my life, I'm so grateful that I'm not of that generation.
Play, press play.
I'm trying. It's buffering. Yeah. See, second place, We Believe. Come on. Christy looks very pretty in that shot. She's a pretty woman. Like, she,
oh,
really,
she is very pretty. And her skinny little body with her cantaloupes.
I'm telling you. Brian loved to bring on moms that made us feel ugly.
I know.
I'm like, okay, we get it. We're ugly. We know.
Fat and ugly.
We know. We get it. Okay, I guess this isn't working. It might not work because there are so many things running.
Well, maybe we can pull it up for the Patreon people.
Yeah, I'll just let it keep buffering. So I'm gonna
stop. Definitely, she thought it was us winning.
That's wild. Okay. Then Abby goes, oh, Brooke just posted on YouTube. Everybody go watch Brooke's YouTube. Abby goes in her interview, I don't know what's going to happen with my girls, but maybe the reincarnation theme is going to hit home. Maybe next week they'll come back as amazing, talented teenagers. That's all it says.
She's hoping.
I think the girls are pretty amazing and talented, but whatever. So now we're in the dressing room and Jill's like, how are you? Oh, here. Okay, hold on. Wait, let me pause it. Here we go. Let's share the screen. It took that long for it to come up. Okay, here we go. Here we go. Thank God we have an editor.
Now she's clapping like because they're saying that it's
our girls done anything better. They danced that trio fabulous. They were amazing. They were together. You know, they looked great. I think that this time the chips just did fall in their favor.
And our top overall energy, junior to a trio, 3 points away from perfect, which is.
All right, we got it. It's right after this.
Entry number.
I'm showing some cleavage.
I told you your boobs were hanging out this whole time. You had some bodacious boobies there, Kelly. Of
course. I was trying to keep up with Christy.
No, you weren't keeping up there. No way. You'd have to put my head and your head in a bra.
Yeah.
And have us walk around under your shirt all day. Yeah. It's not coming on.
Then I have the duet dad in front of me. Standing ovation.
Now look, he's not screaming. He's just clapping.
La la la.
Junior, small group, top overall high score. I'm going to pause for a moment and let you know this is the only score of the day so far that received an absolute perfect score. So
I feel that our group dance was outstanding. It was absolutely beautiful.
Okay, wait a minute.
Not a perfect score.
Drum roll, please.
You got to watch it on Hulu, I guess.
Oh no, I see her.
If you watch it on Hulu, they are on her so much more. And like she shows her excitement. And then she's like, you know, has this little smirk when they're like, oh, it's the only perfect score of the day. And then all of a sudden she's like, when it's not her. And then they go to Maddie and Maddie has tears in her eyes too. You have to go to Hulu and watch it.
Okay.
Because I think the first time I watched it when we did it with Desi and Rachel, right. I didn't see that. And then I rewatched it this morning just to get it back in my head. And I watched it on Hulu this time. And that's when I saw that.
That's so interesting.
Yeah.
Ugh. Oh, that's so funny to me. So funny to me. Well, yeah. I mean, you hate to see your kids lose or whatever. I mean, because honestly, it always.
Sometimes it's just. Another team just deserves it. I mean,
oh God, that dance. You hate to see a kid lose, but it's sometimes though it's like so rewarding to see somebody who really deserves it win.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, it's true. I think that that's kind of one thing I can say for us. To me, I can speak for me. If there was somebody who was absolutely phenomenal and you got to watch it, sometimes it's like. My God, I got to see this in person and this is like crazy and this is talent and these kids are going to go on, you know, it's just like, appreciate it. It's not always about just your kid being the best because they're not always going to be the best.
Never, never. There's always somebody better. I don't care who you are. There's always somebody better.
Exactly. Exactly. So that's hysterical. So now we're in the dressing room and Jill is like, Abby, what do we need to do to get there? You know, how do we get there? How do we get there? And I want to be like, Jill, we get there every week. Like we really do.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then Abby, of course, turns it into just being rude where she's like, are you really asking me how to get there? I mean, talent is definitely God-given. I've seen so many talent kids and they've thrown it away. So much talent. Time will tell how these kids turn out. I think our kids turned out pretty fucking great.
Yeah. Me too.
So now somebody knocks at the door and Kathy and her team, her parents walk in and she's like, I decided to join the party. Anybody have a broom? And then she looks like, you may have one. Does anybody have a broom? And I go like sarcasm dripping. I'm like for the clean sweep. And she goes, you know what, guys, in spite of your loss, you did great today. And I was like, oh, Kathy. And then Abby in her interview, she's like, this week it's gone too far. Kathy got her hooks into a choreographer that is a friend of mine. I don't appreciate that. I don't have time for people like that in my life. Kathy is an embarrassment to me and probably her family as well. That to me is such a fucking rude thing. Abby always talks about us being like white trash and blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
Like that is so low. Like her, she's an embarrassment to her family. Why?
But yeah, why would that embarrass her family? I don't understand why she said that.
I think she just means Kathy in general. But like, look, you're on TV being a lunatic too. It's not just Kathy. So we should all be embarrassed. If one
we're person, all an embarrassment on it. Yes. Yeah.
So I said, Kathy and Abby, are you guys going to kiss and make up? And Abby goes, no. And then Kathy said, what about the water that she threw at me? And then Mickey, who is the duet dad, tries to encourage them to make up, but Abby cuts him off. And she's like, you don't even know the beginning of what's going on. And then she goes on that Kathy's had lots of kids leave her studio. And she did at the end of season two. We know that. But Kathy's people left the studio because they were aggravated about the show and this and that. Abby's people all left the studio before the show because they were aggravated with Abby.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Who's right, wrong there? And Kathy goes, that's ridiculous. And then Abby starts losing it. She's like, you've never produced anything. And then Kathy jumps in. You make an ass of yourself. And the moms know it just as well as everybody else. And then Abby, her famous line, well, I sleep at night. Because I used to say that to her all the time. I'm like, how do you sleep at night? She's like, comfortably.
I don't know how they could. Yeah.
And she said, I do too. You think I lose sleep over you? And then this is when she starts crying and screaming. And she's like, do you think I've given up my whole life and all the organizations that I belong to deal with that piece of crap? No, she is dirt under my feet. And that's when Kathy storms out of the dressing room and Abby's screaming, she hit me. There's no going back. The minute she struck me, she left the room. She doesn't even walk in my circle. She does not live in my world. And then she licks her lips and sits down. And that is it.
But do you see like her reaction? Like she was not expecting that outcome.
No.
You have to go back on Hulu and watch her in the audience. It's like, she is like so excited and just really thinks it's us.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm sure she does. All right. So Kel, how many drinks did you need to make it through this episode?
I didn't need any.
I needed one when we started talking about stuff from the dog.
Well, maybe I should have one for that.
Yeah. I mean, that's not a normal daily conversation that most people can say that they've had.
No.
And we got to have it on national TV.
Yay. Yeah. My dad, when this episode aired, my dad was like, Kelly, people are going to hate you that are dog lovers. And I'm like, why? He's like, because you're like talking mean about a dog. I'm like, I'm not talking mean about a dog. I'm like, I absolutely love my pets. I just don't think it's, I think it's weird.
I think it's
sorry, mean. But I think it's mean to a dog. Yeah. Like, I don't know. Yeah. So I'm not being mean to dogs. I'm trying to stick up for them.
You're defending the dog in the
dog. I am.
In the dog's honor.
That's right.
Uh-huh. All right. What about Pyramid? Who had the worst mom outfit?
Well, your sweater that you had on at competition was really ugly. It was like white and it had like a V thing in the back, like with tails coming down. But I'll go with Jill's fur vest.
I don't even remember what I had on. I have to go back and look.
Must have been cold and put a sweater on at the end.
I have to look. Yeah, but I mean, come on. Jill had Broadway babies like leftover fur.
Yeah, I said that, but yours was pretty ugly too.
Fair. I mean, mine's always pretty ugly.
Yeah.
Did you have a misdemeanor or a felony?
Well, I would probably just say that I don't know, maybe some people thought I was talking mean about a dog, but I wasn't.
Ellie, I don't think you were being mean about a dog.
I don't know.
Did I have a misdemeanor or a felony? I mean, maybe because I said Asia's, she's naughty, but did I have any others?
I don't think so.
I don't think I even really spoke in this episode.
Yeah, we were pretty good.
We were good girls. Favorite quote from this episode?
Oh, mine was when you said with that ugly vest of Jeff.
Jill.
Of Jill's. And you said, and you're wearing the rest of it. Like when yeah. she said, baby doesn't have much fur left. And you said, and the rest of it you're wearing.
Yeah, that was actually my favorite quote of the episode as well. Because I mean, although my real favorite quote of this episode was the entire how do you stuff a dog conversation. It just wasn't aired.
Yeah.
That was one of my favorite conversations.
That was so funny. We should talk about that on the after party.
We were crying up there. Literally crying. We were laughing.
Because so we just hard. Didn't understand like how it was done or why it was like.
No, it was so funny. All right. What about favorite dance from this episode?
I would say the boys.
Oh, 100%. I thought that dance was phenomenal. I really do. I think it was fabulous.
Yeah.
So, all right. Well, that is about it for this episode. We are going to see you guys back here. Or I'm sorry. We're going to see you on the after party, and we will see you back here next week.
Are we going to be on next week, or is next week going to be Christmas?
Well,
what week aren't we on? We're not on the week of Christmas, correct?
Hold on. I'm going to talk to you off this about this because I have a thought.
Okay. It's
not a lot of work, but I have a thought. All right. So we'll see you guys back here next time. Enjoy your holidays. Happy New Year. And don't do anything we wouldn't do.
No, we leave you pretty open.
No.
Bye.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to Back to the Bar.
Don't forget to rate, review, and subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you love to listen to your podcasts.
And check out our YouTube channel, Back to the Bar, if you want to watch the episodes. The channel is linked in our show notes.
And if you want to join our weekly after party,
where we dish even more dirt,
like naked pizza, hell. Subscribe to our Patreon channel at patreon.com/backtothebar. See you next time.
See you next time.
Small details are big surfaces. Tight corners are odd shapes. Flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details. Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.